The reality is the ordinary citizens out there are very, very fearful of the consequences of where this is going to lead. And I think, you know, the Irish government has a job of work to do. And we need to raise that, we need to raise the bar in respect of that to assure people that their rights are going to be protected. We also have the issue, and we spoke about the cross-border issue in regard to agriculture and the trade which goes on there for centuries. There's also, of course, the cross-sea aspect of agriculture. We have huge amounts of agricultural produce going to our nearest neighbour and our largest market. And yet, we don't have any assurance as to what's going to happen in respect of that. So many of our exporters are very, very concerned as to where this is going to end up. Because only those, not only those who export to Britain, but also those who export to many parts of Europe.